Hi, Ragini here once again. Welcome to Module 3, Part 4, The Mysterious Core Paradox, The Wizard Behind the Scenes. This is the fascinating segment right here. So listen up here, because it's kind of fun. What makes the flow of life actually go? Right? Well, it's two opposite life forces that drive the flow. Now, you ran into these concepts in Module 1, but here you're going to see how they actually work, where they fit into the whole process. So these two opposite life forces work together to drive the flow. Now, they shouldn't be complementary, but in fact, they are complementary. Which makes you guess, no surprise, they're an interdependent polar pair. They work together. They are interdependent and complementary opposites. Do you know what they are? What the two drives are? This interdependent polar pair creates the core paradox that is actually like the backbone of the entire structure of the unresolvable dilemma. It holds the whole thing together and drives it. This is the second defining feature of our river. The first one being the directionality, the fact that it goes in a specific direction that you can't change. The second characteristic is that it's driven by a core paradox that's the backbone of the whole thing. The core paradox drives the flow. One force drives to stabilize the flow, to keep it unchanging. The other force drives to disrupt the flow. Now, if you check in your own body, you are very familiar with your own desire to keep things the same and to also have things be different. The polarity here is having things be same and different, to stabilize, to disrupt, to hold steady, and to continually be in movement. You can feel this in your body. You know this is true, right? And this is the fundamental drive that's at the root of the issue. These two paradoxical forces are in the driver's seat. And contrary to what we think, they are not antagonistic. Remember, they operate in competitive collaboration to keep the flow moving and to keep it balanced. And we now know that, it uses the direction and the infinity loop with the separation of things all mapped out that you did in Module 2. Now you know the direction, which you're learning in this module. And altogether, this creates the flow of the competitive collaboration, which not only keeps balance, it evokes the creative expansion of the whole by using, this will be familiar, the friction and pressure via the tension between the drive to stabilize and the drive to disrupt. The tension between wanting things to stay the same and wanting things to change. This is, you remember this from the other modules, this is what's used by life to expand the larger living system. The other thing this competitive collaboration between the two paradoxical drive does, it allows movement to happen. So movement allows each pole, each opposite in your polar pair, time to re-energize and renew, to stop and renew. And this works just like the muscles in your body, okay, that they change and need time to re-energize and refresh themselves and get rid of that lactic acid. Okay, there's another issue with these paradoxical forces. You can align yourself with one of those forces. You can align yourself with the drive to disrupt and become an agent for change. I've got this little guy looking more modern. He wants things to be different. Or you can align yourself with the drive to preserve, and then you become an agent for preservation, for keeping things the same. If you look at the political system in most countries that are democratic, this is obvious. One party wants things to change. One party wants things to stay the same, right? So you can see that this kind of drive, this kind of split, can happen anywhere. Can happen at work, anywhere in your world, in your family, in your relationship with your friends, in the privacy of your own mind. And this is back to the inner tug of war. Down, you can see it's kind of a heavy burden to be carrying this alignment with a paradoxical force. This little dude is not going with the flow. He's aligned with one force of the flow. And that is where much of our additional suffering comes from. When you are unaware of your alignment with one of these two paradoxical forces to either change or remain the same, you will end up in the infamous power struggle, right? And you will be a power struggle because you're trying to fix an unresolvable dilemma rather than manage it, right? And what you're learning in this training, just to be clear again, is how to manage it. And that will be clear to you by the end of the six steps. Going through the six steps with any unresolvable dilemma that you're having trouble with will change the way you relate to it by the end of the sixth step, and you will then know how to manage it. Okay? Awareness that you are aligned with one of the paradoxical forces creates a recognition that you're in the presence of an unresolvable dilemma, and this will evoke your ability to manage it. And it is much, much, much easier, just imagine, to go all the way around your loop if you understand, because that's what managing it means. You're going all the way around your loop from strength to weakness, up to the strengths of the opposite pole, down to its own weaknesses, and up to the strengths of the opposite pole, ad infinitum. There you go. So awareness is key. Understanding when you're in the presence of an unresolvable dilemma or not. So here's a question that many of my students have asked. Why are there two forces? Why do we have the drive to change and the drive to stabilize? Why is that? Well, the obvious answer in this model is duality once again. This is the plane, the level of duality where the game, the rules of the game are duality. That's just the way it is on this plane. So is there two forces or is there one? Because from the mystic view, there's only one force, even on the dualistic plane, but it's showing up in multiple forms. So this is where you have to be careful that you don't say oneness exists by getting rid of duality, right? Because duality is, in fact, the divine in hiding. From the mystic perspective, everything in the realm of duality is this oneness, this infinite oneness that is spoken about in the spiritual realm in disguise. It's in hiding because it's on the plane of duality and it has to be split in two in order to be here. So to perceive the divine, you want to perceive the organic unity between the opposites. When you do that, the elusive oneness appears before your eyes, and you are then at a different level of consciousness, which is what this whole game is about. And that level of consciousness is much easier to live life from than the one that it can only perceive duality. When you can perceive the divine, there are more gaps in your mind, spaces between the thoughts, more silence and stillness, which evokes more inner peace, and opens the door to that different brand of happiness. There you go. Something to look forward to, eh? Okay, here's your homework. What two forces drive the flow of life? Why are they paradoxical? Do they fight or do they work together? Can a person align with these forces? What are the consequences of unconsciously aligning with one force or the other? Why are there two forces anyway, and not just this oneness that the spiritual world all talks about? Okay, have fun. See you in the next video. Much love.